have two large-scale models of London. The first is the City of London model, which is the square mile, the financial capital of London, but also the original Roman settlement of London. So that model allows us to tell stories from the history of London and how it has grown, but also lots of stories around how the city sits at the heart of London and the specific role it plays and the way that it interacts with the planning system. It's a large scale, 1 to 500 scale model, and each of the buildings that sit on that model have been either designed, built, or have planning permission to be built over the last 35 or so years from when the model was built. The second model is the Central London model, which spans about 65% of the total area of London, 21 out of the 35 boroughs represented on it, over 240,000 buildings. That model is a smaller scale, 1 to 2,000, and it showcases very much the urban scale of London. It shows opportunity areas, it shows the way the river runs through and has been at the heart of London, London's development over centuries, and also the green spaces and the density of buildings around key opportunity areas. The London Centre is open to the public 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday, and it's a space that anyone can come in and understand the city better and engage in the conversation around the future of the city. We attract over 10,000 visitors each month, which means that this is a real space that all sorts of different types of people can visit. We can be professionals from across the built environment in events. We allow members of the public and communities in London to come and see the future of their city and engage with conversations around that change. And we also host a huge amount of international visitors that come to London and are interested in its architecture and its future to be able to understand the city better and again engage in the future changes that are happening and share and exchange knowledge about the challenges that cities all over the world face.